Have you ever wondered why some websites, they just seem to magically pop up right at the top of your search results, while others, maybe even yours, feel kind of lost? It's a bit of a digital puzzle, isn't it? Especially in this whole complex world of SEO, search engine optimization. So many businesses get stuck on where to even begin, or maybe more importantly, who they can actually trust.
Yeah, the trust factor is huge.
Particularly when it comes down to one of the most powerful signals Google uses, backlinks. So today we're going to dig into exactly that, how to buy backlinks that actually work. We want to unpack the really foundational role these links play in Google's ranking algorithm,
Absolutely.
and hopefully cut through some of the confusion, give you a clearer roadmap for getting them strategically and, safely.
Exactly. Think of this deep dive as our mission, really. We want to pull out the most important nuggets of knowledge from the material we've looked at, which comes from Search Royals in this case. We'll be your guides, basically, helping you understand not just what backlinks are, but why they're so incredibly vital. And crucially, how you should approach getting them in a way that genuinely moves the needle for your website's performance. The idea is for you to walk away with knowledge you can actually use quickly, but, without feeling totally overwhelmed by all the tech speak.
Okay, perfect. So let's cut through the jargon then. What are these things we call backlinks, these sort of digital votes of confidence?
Well, simply put, they're just hyperlinks. Links from another website pointing to your website. Think of it like a direct recommendation from one site to another.
A recommendation. I like that.
Yeah, and their purpose is kind of twofold. First, they help users navigate the web, clicking from one relevant piece of information to another. That's
Just your
fundamental.
basic web structure.
Exactly. But maybe even more powerfully, they act as signals to search engines like Google. They signal that your content is valuable, that it's authoritative, trustworthy.
Okay, so they're more than just navigation aids.
Oh, much more. What's truly foundational here, and this is something our source material really emphasizes, is why these links are seen as the absolute bedrock of Google's ranking algorithm.
To bedrock, huh?
Yeah, it's made very clear that without a solid profile of high-quality backlinks, even the absolute best, most insightful content you could possibly create can really, really struggle to get ranked.
So content isn't king without the court.
You could put it that way. The links provide that essential credibility in Google's eyes. It's that fundamental.
And okay, so if you do manage to build a strong backlink profile strategically, what are the actual benefits? What do you get?
Right, the payoff. Well, the benefits are pretty undeniable. First off, you're investing in sustainable rankings. This isn't like paying for ads where the visibility disappears when you stop paying.
So it's not just renting the top spot?
Exactly. A good backlink profile helps your site earn and keep those high rankings long term. Second, it often ends up being cheaper in the long run.
Cheaper. How so?
Well, strong organic rankings mean you rely less on expensive pay-per-click or PPC campaigns. You're saving money month after month while still driving consistent traffic.
Okay, that makes sense. Long-term investment versus short-term cost.
Precisely. And finally, the most direct impact. You get increased traffic and authority. Higher rankings naturally mean more clicks, which means more leads, potentially more sales. Plus, it builds your website's reputation, its authority, and establishes trust within your industry.
That trust piece keeps coming up.
It's crucial. If you connect this to the bigger picture, pretty much all SEO professionals agree. Quality backlinks are right up there as one of Google's top ranking factors. They're absolutely vital for establishing that domain authority and boosting your overall visibility in search results.
Which naturally leads to the big question:
Yeah.
how do you actually get these powerful links effectively? And maybe more importantly, safely, given all the complexity and, Google's official stance on buying links?
That is the question, isn't it? And that's where services aiming to simplify this whole process come into the picture. Our source, Search Royals, they position themselves as kind of an antidote to those common problems. You're not knowing where to start or who to trust when you're looking to acquire backlinks.
An antidote. Okay.
Their whole approach seems to be built around reliability, getting actual results, and really importantly, transparency.
Transparency sounds good in this space. What does that look like?
Well, they lay out some pretty clear promises. First, what they call transparent placements. They state they only work with publishers they vetted, so you know exactly where your links are ending up.
No shady mystery sites then.
Right. They emphasize no fake metrics, just real websites. Second, fair pricing. They aim to keep their fees minimal, offering better value compared to some agencies that might you know, markup the actual link costs significantly, sometimes 3 to 5 times.
Ouch. Okay.
And third, an effortless ordering process. They talk about having an intuitive platform where you can order, track, and manage your paid links easily, avoiding what they call messy, outdated processes or, you know, getting lost in endless spreadsheets.
Nobody wants to drown in Google Sheets. How does their actual process work? You mentioned 4 steps.
Yeah, they frame it as a straightforward 4-step process.
Right.
Step 1, create your free account. This gets you into their link building platform, supposedly with no hidden fees.
Okay, a low barrier to entry.
Seems like it. Step 2, find the perfect publishers. They highlight, using precise filters, things like domain authority, relevance, industry, specific niches, even countries, so you can really match your specific SEO needs.
So targeting is key.
Absolutely. Step 3, place your order. You select the sites you want, put in your target URL, your keywords, the anchor text you want to use. Pretty simple interface, it sounds like. And step 4, get your high-quality backlinks. They mention you have the option to provide your own article or use their content team. Then they handle the publishing, the tracking, and confirm once it's live.
That tracking part sounds important. You mentioned earlier a link isn't useful if Google doesn't see it.
Exactly. And this is a critical point that often gets missed. A backlink only passes value if Google actually finds it and indexes it. So features like their backlink monitor, which tracks whether your links are indexed, aren't just a nice to have.
They're more like insurance.
Pretty much. It's your insurance against, well, throwing money away on links that just vanish or never get recognized by Google. It's designed specifically to prevent wasted investment on links that don't provide any SEO benefit because they aren't indexed.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So let's dive a bit deeper into the links themselves. What different types are there? You mentioned quality over quantity.
Right, and the type of link definitely impacts its quality. Effective link building really hones in on this.
So what are we talking about?
Well, the material defines a few key types. You've got editorial backlinks. These are the gold standard, really. They happen naturally when another site references your content freely because it's valuable, an organic shout out.
The dream scenario.
Pretty much. Then there are resource backlinks. These are links found on pages that compile useful industry resources, like a best tools for list.
Okay, useful lists. Got it.
Then contextual backlinks. These are embedded right within the text of relevant content. These generally carry, as the source puts it, more weight. This category also includes niche edits, where a link is added into an existing relevant article.
Ah, so placement within the actual text matters.
Hugely. And finally, brand dimension backlinks. This is simply where your brand name itself is used as the clickable anchor text.
Okay, different ways links can appear. Now, you mentioned ranking power and link equity earlier. This brings up something crucial. The difference between do follow and no follow links. Why does that matter so much for SEO?
Yeah, this is fundamental. Do-follow links are the standard, the default. They pass that link equity or ranking power we talked about. Think of it like a vote of confidence that also transfers a little bit of the linking site's authority over to your site. It directly helps your rankings.
So do-follow authority transfer.
Correct. No-follow links, on the other hand, have a specific tag, rel no-follow. This tag basically tells search engines not to pass that direct link equity. The source also mentions rel sponsored for paid links and rel ugjati for user-generated content like comments.
So no-follow links are useless for SEO?
Not entirely. While they don't pass that direct ranking juice, they're still important. The source emphasizes that a natural backlink profile actually includes both do-follow and no-follow links.
Ooh, why is that?
Because no-follow links still provide value. They can drive referral traffic, real people clicking through, and increase brand visibility. Having a mix looks more organic and natural to Google, which they definitely favor.
Yeah.
A profile that's 100% do follow might even look suspicious.
Interesting. So it's about balance.
Exactly. Balance and a natural look.
What's really fascinating here, digging into the Surf Royals material, is how much they stress context. It's not just where the link comes from, but where on the page it sits and what's around it.
Precisely. They really hammer this home. The most effective backlinks, the ones that truly move the needle, come from trusted, relevant sites within your industry. And crucially, they're placed near highly related content on that page.
So a link about dog training on a cooking blog, probably not ideal.
Exactly. The closer that link is to relevant text on a trusted, relevant site, the stronger the signal it sends to Google about your own content's authority. It makes the link exponentially more powerful than just a random link dropped anywhere. Context is king in a way.
Context is king. I like that too. Okay, let's talk money. The big question, how much do backlinks actually cost? You hear all sorts of numbers thrown around. It seems confusing.
It absolutely can be confusing. The source material gives a pretty wide typical range, anywhere from, say, $50 up to $2,000 or even more for a single backlink.
Wow, $50 to $2,000 plus song. That's a huge range. What causes that difference?
Several key factors influence that price. First and foremost, dot site authority. Links from websites with higher domain authority, or DA, or domain rating, DR. These are metrics from tools like Moz and Ahrefs that estimate a site's reputation. They cost more.
Makes sense. Higher reputation, higher price.
Right. A link from a major news site with a DA over 70 is going to cost way more than one from a small blog with a DA of 20 because it generally passes more authority. Second, content quality.
How so?
A link that's naturally woven into a relevant, well-written article costs more to acquire than just a random link dropped in a directory or a low-effort post. But that contextual relevance makes it perform much, much better.
Quality placement costs more, but delivers more value.
You got it. And third, the industry type. Some issues are just more expensive. Think finance, legal, health. These often have higher link costs because there's more competition and sometimes stricter requirements for content quality and expertise.
Okay. Authority, content quality, and industry. That helps explain the range. But it sounds like you're paying for more than just the link itself. What's the more that you're really paying for?
That's a great way to put it. You are paying for more than just a line of code. You're paying for the entire, often complex, process of getting that link placed effectively on a quality site.
The legwork.
Exactly. That includes finding suitable websites, which takes research. It includes contacting the site owners or editors, which takes outreach. It includes negotiating the placement and terms. And often, it includes creating high-quality content for the article the link will sit in.
So research, outreach, negotiation, content creation.
Yeah, it's about relationship building, personalized communication, ensuring the link looks natural and valuable, not forced or stammy. It takes time and expertise.
Which leads to the warnings you sometimes hear about cheap backlinks.
Right. And the source material is very clear on this.
Yeah.
Be wary of cheap backlinks. They often come from automated services or low-quality websites, sometimes called link farms or private blog networks, PBNs.
And those are bad.
They can be actively harmful to your SEO. Using them can lead to Google penalties, where your site's rankings actually drop significantly. It falls under what Google calls link schemes.
So cheap can end up being very expensive.
Precisely. Wasted budget and potentially serious damage to your site's reputation with Google. In contrast, those more valuable, often more expensive links. They typically involve manual, careful outreach, leveraging established relationships with publishers, and transparency about the process and the sites involved. That expertise and effort is what you're investing in.
Okay, this naturally leads to that safety question again. It's probably on a lot of listeners' minds. Is buying backlinks safe? Google officially says don't do it, right? But the source material mentions virtually all websites benefit from strategic link acquisition. How do you square that?
It's a bit of a gray area, isn't it? Google's official stance is against any link scheme intended to manipulate rankings, including buying links that pass PageRank. However, the reality, as the source points out, is that strategic link acquisition focusing on quality, relevance, and natural integration is a common and often necessary part of SEO for competitive niches.
So the risk isn't inherent in acquiring links, but in how you do it.
Exactly. The safety concerns primarily come from how links are obtained and the quality of the sites they come from. If you're using shady tactics, buying bulk links from irrelevant, low-quality sites, or participating in obvious schemes, you're asking for trouble.
So how do you find trustworthy suppliers, people who do it the right way?
Good question. The source outlines a few key things to look for. First, check their track record. Do they have case studies? Testimonials. Can they show you examples of links they've secured for clients?
Proof of results.
Right. Second, look for transparency. Reputable providers should be clear about their methods. They shouldn't make unrealistic promises like guaranteed #1 rankings overnight. They should be open about the types of sites they work with, even if they can't reveal exact URLs up front due to confidentiality.
Makes sense. No magic bullets.
And third, evaluate their communication style. Do they sound knowledgeable? Do they ask you questions about your business, your goals, your target audience? Or are they just trying to sell you a generic package? Good providers want to understand your needs to find the right links.
That's helpful. But it's not just about trusting the seller, right? You also need to trust the website where the link will actually be. How crucial is evaluating the quality of that linking site itself?
Oh, absolutely vital. Maybe even more crucial. Whether you're using a provider or trying to do outreach yourself, you have to know how to assess a website's quality. It's non-negotiable for safety and effectiveness.
So what should you look for? Metrics like DA or DR?
Those metrics, domain authority from Moz, domain rating from RFs, authority score from SEMrush, they're useful starting points, definitely. But the source stresses looking beyond just the number.
Okay. Like what?
Well, consider the site's trajectory. Is its authority growing or declining? What about other trust signals? Does the site have a clean backlink profile itself? Is it properly indexed by Google? Does it actually rank for keywords relevant to its niche? A high DA score on a site that gets no traffic or ranks for nothing relevant isn't very valuable.
Gotcha. Look deeper than the score. What else?
Traffic and relevance factors are huge. You want links from sites that get real organic traffic. Tools like SEMrush or Ahrefs can give you estimates. Look at the trends. Is the traffic stable or growing? And, as we discussed, topical relevance is paramount. Is the linking site genuinely related to your site's topic? That strong topical connection sends a much clearer signal to Google.
Relevance again. Okay. Anything else?
Yes. And this is perhaps the most important yet often overlooked aspect. Content quality indicators.
The actual articles on the site?
Exactly. Is the content well-researched, original, in-depth, and well-formatted? Does it look professional? Is it genuinely helpful to a reader? Your link should be placed naturally within valuable content, not just randomly stuffed in. The quality of the surrounding content provides context and credibility.
So a link on a site full of thin, poorly written articles is a red flag, even if the DA looks okay.
Big red flag. The content itself should offer value. That's what Google ultimately wants to reward.
It's clear that Search Royals, based on our source material, really emphasizes these safety checks themselves.
They do. They mention meticulously vetting every website in their marketplace, checking for real traffic, high-quality content, and good standing with search engines. They explicitly state they categorically reject risky approaches.
Like what kind of approaches?
Things like mass-produced link schemes, placing links on totally irrelevant sites, using low-quality spun content, or working with sites that clearly have a history of spammy tactics. That kind of internal vetting by a provider is crucial if you're outsourcing.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned Search Royals offers different service tiers. How does that work?
Yeah, they structure it to fit different needs and budgets. There's a noble tier, which is free to join. Ideal for maybe dipping your toe in smaller campaigns. It gives you access to their marketplace and some competitive insights.
Okay, free entry point.
Then there's Royal, which has a monthly fee, 99 month mentioned in the source. This seems aimed at more experienced SEO pros or agencies. The big benefit here is a significant discount, like 25% on all link purchases. The example given was saving 750 euro on a 3,000 order.
So the fee pays for itself if you buy links regularly.
That seems to be the idea. And then there's Imperial, the top tier, $299 a month. This looks targeted towards executives or larger operations wanting premium service. It offers an even bigger discount, like 30%, plus a dedicated account manager and white label reporting options.
So different levels of access and discount based on need. And within their marketplace, the filtering sounds quite detailed.
Very detailed. You can filter potential sites by traffic estimates, domain rating ranges from 1 up to 98, over 16 different niches or industries, publishers in over 60 countries, and of course price, starting from around 50 euro before any tiered discounts.
That level of filtering really lets you hone in on relevance.
Exactly, and that ties back to their overall commitment, based on their own testing and data, to what actually works for link building.
Which boils down to?
A few key things they consistently emphasize. Contextual relevance, having publishers across tons of niches. High-quality content focusing on editorial links within valuable articles, not sidebar or footer junk. Do follow links, ensuring all links pass authority.
The important stuff.
Right. Plus, geographic diversity for natural-looking profiles. Natural anchor text distribution, avoiding over-optimization by offering branded, keyword, and generic anchors. And critically, permanent placements agreements with publishers to ensure links don't just disappear after a few months, which is a common frustration.
That permanence point is huge. Nothing worse than paying for a link that vanishes.
Absolutely. And they back this up with findings from their own extensive case study, a 2-year effort, investing over 13,500 euro affronts.
And what did that study confirm?
It really reinforced their core principles. Yes, quality backlinks do significantly improve rankings, especially when they're part of a holistic SEO strategy. Good content, solid technical SEO, great user experience. It also confirmed that quality trumps quantity every single time. And interestingly, that relevance is often more important than just raw domain authority figures. A link from a highly relevant, moderate authority site can outperform a link from a less relevant, high authority site.
Quality, relevance, context, safety seems to be the recurring theme.
That's the essence of effective modern link acquisition, it seems.
Okay. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, it's really clear that getting backlinks strategically is, well, a seriously powerful lever you can pull for your website's performance and visibility online. From understanding the different kinds of links, what makes them valuable, those nuances of context and relevance, to figuring out how to vet suppliers or sites yourself, and recognizing it's a real investment. It's definitely complex, but sounds incredibly worthwhile if done right.
It absolutely is. And if we zoom out and connect this to the bigger picture, think about this. Consistently building those high-quality, relevant backlinks isn't just about getting a quick ranking boost now. It's about creating a compounding effect.
Compounding. How so?
Each quality link strengthens your domain's overall authority. Over time, this makes your site more resilient, more trusted by Google, and entrenches your position as a leader in your market. It builds a kind of competitive moat that becomes increasingly difficult for others to overcome. So maybe the provocative thought to leave listeners with is this. What aspect of your current strategy could most benefit from taking this long-term compounding view of link acquisition, building authority that lasts?
That's a great question to mull over. Building a lasting advantage, not just chasing short-term gains. Really interesting stuff. We certainly hope this deep dive has given you some valuable insights and maybe a clearer path forward on your own digital journey.